All right, so you know how we've been talking about online privacy? Well, get this blog post from Sweet, and these guys really know their stuff when it comes to secure communication tools. It's like they're throwing down the gauntlet.
Yeah, their opening line is kind of intense. It's like Big Brother IS watching, you know. They're basically saying all our stuff online, every email, every message, it's all being monitored, no exceptions.
It's like they ripped that straight from the pages of 1984,
Yep.
right? And it gets even wilder. They call out Western government specifically, saying they're basically trying to outlaw encryption, even for regular people.
And you know what really drives it home? They point to this U.S. law, Section 702. They say it's for spying on, you know, foreigners. But then, bam, it's being used on millions of Americans.
Okay, so huge red flag here.
Okay.
They mention how the White House is pushing to renew this law. Super controversial. And get this, they even cite the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Apparently, between December 2020 and November 2021, the FBI alone made fewer than, and I'm quoting here, fewer than 3,394,053 queries of U.S. citizens under this law.
Fewer than, I mean, come on, what does that even mean? It just makes me think the actual number is even worse.
Totally. And it's like once you see it, you can't unsee it. Then Sweet hits us with some updates, like just recently, saying, yep, Section 702 got approved. Even more power for, as they put it, warrantless espionage.
It's the trend. Remember when we talked about what was it?
Yeah, and they mentioned another thing. Back in March 2023, news broke about the Department of Homeland Security. They've got this whole domestic intelligence program, and the whole thing's super shady, legally speaking.
Data privacy. It's like it's
Yeah.
all connected. And it's not just the US. Sweet even talks about how the EU's cooking up a law to allow deep packet inspection on all their citizens' data.
Hold on, deep packet inspection, what is that? Like some next level tech stuff?
Basically, it's a way to look into everything, your emails, your messages, even pieces of the websites you visit. It's like if someone was reading every single postcard you sent and received.
Whoa, even if it's just to order a pizza.
Ex
And it's not just them. Sweet also mentions the UK is getting in on the action, right?
Oh, yeah, they're talking to Signal and WhatsApp, trying to get
Yeah.
direct access to everything.
It's crazy.
It is like this global push for more control, you know, more surveillance.
It's kind of like everyone wants to know what we're doing online all the time.
Yeah, and that's where Sweet comes in. They're really pushing their own software, you know, as a way to fight back against all this snooping.
Right, they're all about that offline serverless stuff. Almost like going off the grid is the only way to be safe these days.
That's the idea. So most of the time when we're online, our stuff goes to these third-party servers, right? Like giant digital post offices.
Yeah.
And those can be monitored. Sweet software bypasses that whole thing. It's made to work on your own network.
You mean like at home?
Yeah, your LAN, or even just your Wi-Fi.
So no more snooping.
Way less likely. Plus, you're cutting out that middleman, the big server farms.
Could even be cheaper that way, huh? No huge data centers using up all that power. They even mentioned something about direct internet connections, something about peer-to-peer setups, and I think they said IPv4 addresses. But they even say it's complicated stuff.
Yeah, it's like making your own little internet just between your devices.
Huh?
Peer-to-peer means no central server. And the IPv4 addresses, those are like every device online has a unique one so it knows where to send data. Like a phone book, but for computers.
Okay, so that's the techie stuff. But they also give more general advice too, right? Like they're
Yeah.
big on locking down your web browser.
Absolutely. Most people don't even think about that.
It's like all that data the browser's collecting, right?
Right. It's like leaving your front door wide open.
Good point. And VPNs. They're really into
Be
VPNs,
huge advocates for them, yeah.
especially that Proton VPN.
Yep.
And it's free.
Which is great. They have unlimited bandwidth too. It keeps your ISP out of your business too.
Really?
Right.
So my internet provider can't see what I'm doing at all.
Not if the VPN's doing its job. Think of it like this. It's like putting all your internet traffic into an envelope, and your ISP, they just see the envelope, not what's inside it.
Sneaky. But okay, this might sound dumb, but if it's free, what's the catch? Are free VPNs really as good?
That's the big question. You're right to be a little skeptical.
So what are the downsides to these free VPNs? Like, is there something I'm missing?
Well, you know the old saying, you get what you pay for. Free VPNs, they might have slower speeds, fewer servers to choose from. Some even have data limits. And here's the real kicker. Some of them, they might even keep logs of your activity.
Wait, really? So they could be selling your data?
Could be. And that just defeats the purpose of using a VPN.
Totally. So I guess, like with most things, you get what you pay for, right?
Paid VPNs, on the other hand, they've usually got faster speeds, stronger encryption, servers all over the world. Plus, they usually have a strict no-logs policy, so there's that.
So it's like weighing the pros and cons. Proton VPN sounds like a decent place to start, but maybe if you're serious about it, a paid option is better.
Exactly. It all comes down to what you're comfortable with.
Right. So besides all this VPN stuff and, you know, locking down our browsers, what else does Sweet recommend?
They're really big on finding better alternatives to the usual email and messaging apps, like switching to something more secure.
You mean ditch Gmail, things like that?
Well, it's not about ditching them completely,
mm-hmm.
but it's good to know, you know, their limitations.
Okay.
So they talk about Proton Mail. They use something called quantum-resistant encryption, so it's supposed to be super secure, even against those supercomputers, you know?
Quantum computers! That sounds intense!
Right, and it's free.
Yeah.
For, like, basic email, anyway.
Nice. Okay, so what about, they mentioned a couple others, right? Threema and Telegram.
Yeah, Threema is all about privacy, super secure, but you got to pay for it. Just a one-time thing, though.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah. Then there's Telegram, which is already pretty popular, but now they've even got video calls, even on computers, which is handy.
Especially these days with so many people working from home, right? So lots of good options. But it's not all about just us, right? Sweet's really big on spreading the word, telling your friends about all this stuff, almost like we need to team up to make the internet safer.
Right. But it kind of makes you wonder, can we really make a difference? Like, it's us against these huge governments and companies, right?
That's a good point. And that brings us to what Sweet says for, like, if you're really serious about security. They recommend actually encrypting your data locally, I think they called it.
Like the ultimate control, right? Keep your stuff on your own devices. They've got desktop and online options. And it's all different levels of encryption.
Yeah.
Using something called AES. You've seen it before. It's that thing when you set a password on your Wi-Fi.
Oh,
yeah. So they have different levels of that, from like 128-bit to 256-bit encryption. Think of it like a lock. 128 is already really strong, but 256, that's like Fort Knox level. And they have this great tip about using, instead of password, a passphrase.
A passphrase. Is that different than a password?
It's all about how long and complicated it is.
Yeah.
Give me an example, like, oh, my password is secret. It's simple. But because it's so long, it's actually more secure than something like, you know, B1 at NNK or something.
My password is secret. I would never have guessed. I'm totally using that. But even with all this, it can feel kind of, I don't know, overwhelming. Like, Sweet mentions how Brazil banned Telegram last year. And India, they banned a bunch of messaging apps too. Element, Briar, Threema. So what's the point?
It's true. It's a constant battle. Like, as soon as we get new tools, they figure out ways to get around it. But that's why it's so important to stay informed, you know. Keep your software up to date. And don't rely on just one thing. It's about layers of security.
Layers. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think more than anything, it's about what I call digital literacy, you know, really understanding how your data is being used.
Knowledge is power. Right. Speaking of which, Sweet ends with a pretty bold statement. The cloud is no longer private or safe for work. What do you think?
I think it's something we need to be aware of. With all these data breaches and, you know, how everything's online these days, we need to be really careful about what we put out there. Maybe even start looking at different options,
yeah.
Like keeping our stuff offline.
So another call to action. This deep dive has been, wow, there's a lot to think about. We've covered so much ground, from surveillance to encryption to the importance of, like you said, digital literacy. If you're feeling overwhelmed, that's okay. Just pick one thing and start there. Every little bit counts. Until next time, stay curious and stay safe out there.